Remember, the health minister of this nation has bought 150 million booster shots. That is 6 shots for every man, woman, and child in this country. So it's not just about if you are fully vaccinated to 2 shots. We know they're going to change the definition to fully vaccinated to 3 shots. So a 3rd shot will be made mandatory, and a 4th shot is likely to be made mandatory. Medical interventions should not be mandatory in a free democratic country, and especially not where people are being thrown out of their jobs.
Can't, Craig, because they're saying that they don't endorse these mandates. It's the public sector. If the Prime Minister
and Mr. Albanese are pretending that they can't end this mandate, they are lying and they are deceiving the Australian public. They have clear constitutional power, and I've discussed this at length with the parliamentary draftsman here, with the no domestic vaccine passport. They have clear constitutional power to end these mandates today. The legislation is sitting before this parliament. They just have to agree to bring it on. It can have a debate in the House. It can be voted on the House this afternoon. It can go to the Senate tonight, and it can be through by the end of this parliamentary Send a message to the Prime Minister and Mr. Albanese that there are tens of thousands of Australians outside on the lawns of Parliament House today that want one simple thing. They want the mandates to end so they can have their jobs back. We've got people like here, ambulance officers, paramedics, John Larder. We've got people like here, like Graham Hood, Qantas pilot, out of work because they've exercised what should be their free choice in a democratic society not to undergo a medical intervention. That should be a basic fundamental human right in a free democracy. And yet they're out of jobs. And there are thousands of people like it on the lawns of Parliament House today. Teachers, doctors, nurses, truck drivers, forklift drivers, all out of work on the lawns of Parliament because of this insane mandate. Now, there may have been an argument 12 months ago to mandate these vaccines. You may have said, look, we're going to forget about the ethics of it. We can act unethically because COVID is so much of a fear. We can act immorally. We can throw aside all the human rights concerns. That may have been an argument in the past, but today the evidence is crystal clear, and we see this is why countries around the world are ending these mandates. If you are vaccine free, you are less likely to have COVID than you are if you've been double or triple jabbed.
Will the Prime Minister meet with you?
We're going to find that out. If not, we'll be just delivering a letter to his office.
Sorry.
We'll be delivering the message and a letter to the Prime Minister's office, also to Mr. Albanese's office as well, and also to the Speaker of the House of Representatives. They can end this today.
The point is that they can't, Craig, because they're saying that they don't endorse these mandates. If the Prime Minister
and Mr. Albanese are pretending that they can't end this mandate, they are lying and they are deceiving the Australian public. They have clear constitutional power, and I've discussed this at length with the parliamentary draftsman here, with the no domestic vaccine passport. They have clear constitutional power to end these mandates today. The legislation is sitting before this parliament. They just have to agree to bring it on. It can have a debate in the House. It can be voted on the House this afternoon. It can go to the Senate tonight, and it can be through by the end of this parliamentary
It won't. What will happen next?
I'll tell you what will help. If APRA is given immunity by the Prime Minister for professionals, healthcare professionals, to speak out for 1 week, 7 days, this will be over. This will be over, I can tell you now, because the reason health professionals are not speaking out is because they are too scared they're going to be deregistered by APRA. Yep. So give us a 1 week immunity for people to call this out for what it is, and you will have specialists coming out of your ears. I can tell you now, they're ringing me.
Yep. Will these protests?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
With the Indigenous up in Northern Territory, when this first happened, they were sending them body bags. They weren't sending the medications or the vaccines. They were actually sending the body bags up there. That's a true story. Yes, it was a scaremongering tactic.
Yeah.
So our people are getting coerced, and there's military up there coercing. They're even paying our people $500 to have the vaccines.
There are convoys heading for Canberra from all over the country.
More people.
It's massive. Now, I'm talking about everyday Australian people, just like me, everyday Aussies. Are there little fringe elements around? When you have a country as disenfranchised as Australia, of course there are. But I'm telling you that 99% of those people out on that lawn now are just like me and just like these guys. I want to be able to go to Western Australia and see my kids and grandkids. That's important. I don't want the government meddling in the way that my children have to parent my grandchildren. They need to make that choice. We need borders open. We need to be a country again.
Many of those people have been coerced against their free will. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing these third injections are being mandated. How many people have had their third injections? I know many people that say they've been injected twice, sort of against their free will and they weren't sure. But they told me, we are not going to line up a third time. Yep. And remember, the health minister of this nation has bought 150 million booster shots. That is six shots for every man, woman, and child in this country. So it's not just about if you are fully vaccinated to two shots. We know they're going to change the definition to fully vaccinated to three shots. So a third shot will be made mandatory, and a fourth shot is likely to be made mandatory. Medical interventions should not be mandatory in a free democratic country, and especially not where people are being thrown out of their jobs.
Trapped inside the system, man, I'm caught up in the struggle. One day I hope to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's 20, but it feels more like 1984. Our rights are fading away. Every day they're taking more. It's time to stand and take action. What are we waiting for? They're waging war on humanity. This we can't ignore. My brain is sore from all the lies that they constantly feed us. Elitists that follow the phoenix can swallow a penis. And we're not gonna stop until we know all of your secrets. The Bible says in our final days our knowledge increases.
That is exactly what's happening now on this challenging road that we're traveling down. We have to get rowdy, we have to get loud and keep spreading the truth and just pass it around. You work like a slave and you live in a loop. They're turning your sky into chemical soup. I'm always watching these videos, often like Richie from Boston to give me the scoop. Waking the world up to scripts and the truth like a doctor that's handing out pills to everyone. What in the world are they spraying up there in the air? It's aluminum, lithium, barium. Nobody notices, nobody cares. Everyone's greedy and nobody shares. I want to help you, you'll be in my prayers. But now we must separate wheat from the
Every single day we're being led astray and lied to. I don't think there's anyone that hates it more than I do. Trapped inside the system and I'm caught up in the struggle. One day I hope to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like I'm alone and no one knows the things I know. There's nobody to talk to and there's nowhere I can go. Trapped inside the system and I'm caught up in the struggle. One day I hope to see the light at the